we are talking about the Constitution and about a wonderful opportunity for kids in our area to learn a lot more about the Constitution. In studio with me is Doug Toomer and Cindy Toomer of Stand Up for Idaho, and they are here talking about Constitution Camp for Kids. Doug and Cindy, thanks for sticking around.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what, as we look at everything that's happening in the country, I think Constitution Camp could be something for adults as well.
That's true, and we're considering something about that.
Wow. Yeah. You guys are tuned in.
Adults are a little harder to deal with at times.
Yeah, they have mentioned that, maybe we should go to Constitution Camp too with the kids. So, yeah.
Well, and, you know, we were talking before the break, Cindy, just about the fact that you guys are really making this a fun experience for the kids with the colonial costumes and the different stations. So you give them a chance to really move through the experience. Tell us about some of the stations that kids will be going through. And of course, Doug, you're going to be there as Ben Franklin.
Yeah, I'm the funniest looking Ben Franklin you ever saw. So.
Yeah, we have six stations that the kids rotate through, and one is Boston, and they've been the big cities that were involved in the Revolutionary War. So we have Boston, and we have Lexington, where the first battle was. And in Lexington, they actually cross the Delaware too. We have a big pool of ice, and they wrap their feet, their bare feet, in torn sheets, and they walk across that. And it's fun for them. And they do a Minuteman relay, and they have to realize that the Minutemen, they had to be on the ready to go to battle as fast as they could. And so it's a race, and that's very fun. And then they move on to Valley Forge. And in Valley Forge, the teachers there, they mark out a cabin on the floor with tape, and they try to see how many people fit in that cabin, how many of the 12 kids in that group will fit in, and realize that there were a lot more than that in that tight cabin. And they also have a snowball fight. So they do that, and then they move on to Philadelphia. And in Philadelphia is where they really learn the nitty-gritty stuff, because that's where the Continental Congress is taught. That's where the Declaration is taught. That's where the Constitution is taught. They learn about the three branches of government. And that is done on Wednesday, the three branches of government, because on Thursday, our main speaker in the morning is a
Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals judge.
Court of Appeals judge that comes and talks about the three branches of government and what his job is. And he does it in such good terms that the kids understand, but the adults in the audience and the teachers, they go away knowing more than they did before. And then our last one is Yorktown. The Battle of Yorktown is taught there, the very last battle of the Revolutionary War. But the whole goal of this is to teach them in the Revolutionary War why certain things happened that made our Constitution, the things in the Constitution, like freedom of speech, the Second Amendment is, you know, the right to bear arms. Why did those things happen? Why were those put in the Constitution?
And I would believe that if they understand why, that makes it so much more personal. And going through this experience where it's kind of a interactive learning opportunity, this just sounds like a lot of fun for kids. So if people are interested in signing up their kids or their grandkids, how do they go about doing that?
Oh, they can go ahead and actually send us an email at info@standupforidaho.org. That's info@standupforidaho.org. Put an inquiry in, and we'll get back to them and tell them how to go ahead and do that. It's actually quite simple, and that'd be the best way for now to make that happen. Or they can come to our weekly Wednesday meeting and talk to us there, and we'll help them get signed up that way too. So
right, you can help them right there. And this is happening in July, correct?
Yes.
Give us the dates and the times and location of this Constitution Camp for Kids.
Okay, it's July 15th through the 18th, 8:30 to 1:30, and then on Thursday evening on the 18th, we do a program for the parents, because one of the stations that they learn is a music station, and they learn several patriotic songs. And then it's at the Snake River Events Center, and I don't remember their address.
It's at the Shiloh Inn, 780 Lindsay Boulevard.
But yeah, and we welcome everybody to check into it, and we fill up fast. So it's only 60 openings, and we're a little over half full right now.
I would believe that you're going to fill up really fast. And this is for kids 7 through 12.
Correct. And teenagers can volunteer ages 13 through 17. And we really love our teenagers.
And this gives them a chance to really be involved and to get in that spirit of giving back to the community. But they're going to learn right alongside these
kids.
They
are. Yeah. They are.
And an interesting fact that came out is there's one young girl, I think she was like 7 and whatnot, and the whole purpose of Constitution Camp is let them know the Constitution, but that they have rights as individual, unalienable mm-hmm. rights. And the story goes is that she got up, like I think it was Wednesday morning, and told her grandmother she wasn't going to go to Constitution Camp. She didn't want to, and her grandmother was, well, why not? What's going on? She says, well, because I've learned that I have rights as an individual, and I've decided that, you know, there are some things that I can do and that I don't have to do. And her grandmother was just, you know, just flabbergasted. Oh, my goodness. And the granddaughter said, I'm just kidding. I'm ready to go. And so, but the key thing there is people, the kids do start understanding and learning the value of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and how it affects them and their family and all that. And it's great. And the finale, the closing ceremonies on Thursday night is just heartwarming. Yeah, it's last year we had a couple hundred, 250 people show up and whatnot and watching them, and they had the whole audience in tears and standing up singing with them and everything else. So it was just a wonderful day. So,
and I've got to believe that this experience is going to increase their patriotism. And as you were talking, Doug, I'm thinking these kids are going to bring what they learn back home to their families. That story about the girl and her grandma, that really illustrates that they are going to be more aware, and that's going to translate right into their families. And I think right now we can all agree we could use a little bit more patriotism.
We do.
In
we
this
hear
country.
We get feedback about what they take home, and it's like one mom just sent me an email, and it's like, my kids have been running around the house singing all these patriotic songs, or they'll remember one of the games that they played or whatever. So it is going home with
a quick story. We had one guy that decided he would grudgingly volunteer to help his son, and he had so much fun, he decided he was going to do it from now until forever. And he's buying his own costume and making things, and he's just happy about it. So it is a life-changing experience for the adults and for the kids, obviously. So.
Well, and may I add one more thing?
It's absolutely.
If you want to learn something, teach it.
Right.
So,
isn't that the truth?
I think the adults in that group probably know the Constitution better than most people.
Right. When you're there teaching it, you are going to benefit as well.
Absolutely.
Well, Doug and Cindy Toomer of Stand Up for Idaho, thanks for the great work you do. And it's been fun having you in studio. And don't forget, Constitution Camp for Kids, July 15th through the 18th. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.